leading a multi-generational team. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. For the first time in U.S. history, teams are spanning four generations. Rhett Power, CEO at Power Coaching and Consulting, shares four tools leaders can implement when managing multi-generational teams.
There are four key things that leaders can do to be really successful at bridging the gap between these generations. Number one, be consistent in leadership, be a coach, be a servant leader, be really focused on your people and letting them do what they're good at. Number two, building a culture where you ban generational myths and stereotypes, which means no jokes at each other's expense, being cognizant of how people feel. Number three is being open to, but not forcing things like flexible scheduling, but not forcing those things down people's throat. If they want to come into the office, being open to a culture where that people can work the way they want to work, as long as there's communication with the team, and as long as the rules are very, very clear about what all that means. And number four, diversity in the workplace is really important.
To bridge generational gaps, leaders need to be self-aware and create a culture where all people are heard and valued. Power suggests that leaders change their leadership style to that of a servant leader and continue to learn and grow.
The system that works the best is really servant leadership. Great leaders, they tend to be very self-aware. They understand that they have to invest in themselves, and they understand that they have to invest in their people to lead and to be effective, whatever their mission.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston & McKay, and the Handcammer School of Business at Baylor University.